You know, if we were going to get gaslit by the experts, they could have left Pastor Cal, Dr. Pepper, and the rest of the gang, because the way this episode ended infuriated me.
I wasn't mad at the experts. I'm mad at one particular person.
Yeah, her too. We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out swearing over her, two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast, Married at First Sight, Season 20, Seattle. Recap of Episode 13. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, leave a review.
Coach Run says, before you guys start, I need to ask Terrell a question. I haven't read this yet, so let's just see. When you lived in Memphis, did you ever pay any tithes and offerings to the Purple Church?
I never went. I'm not a strip club fan, but I just felt like going into a strip club that used to be a church.
Yeah.
That's just gasoline underwear on the way to hell. Like, I just feel like.
Hold on. When you were in Charleston, you went into I know it's a restaurant now, but it used to be a club that used to be a church.
I went to the restaurant. I didn't know it was a club. Church and Union? Yeah. And yes. It's delicious. Food is phenomenal, but I didn't know it used to be a club, but I just didn't feel they called the bouncers and stuff ushers. Like, it was just weird. It's just weird.
Were they wearing the Usher Board 3000s?
Yeah, I'm just like, ugh.
That's what the servers were wearing.
I just couldn't imagine going into a church, going to a strip club that was a church. Literally, it'd be one thing, it was a church 30 years ago. No, it was a church. They converted it.
If it wasn't a church, you would have gone.
No, I'm not a big strip club person, man. I've only gone to like bachelor parties. Mm. But like on my own accord, like, oh, let's go to the strip club. No, I ain't doing that shit.
I will say, I was in Atlanta for what, 3 years, right? Magic City, staple, right?
Heard about it.
Yeah, staple in the South. I got the hoodie and everything. Never went. Drove by it at least twice a day. Every day going to work and on the way back. Drove by it. Had to drive by it every day, right? Never went by. Finally went in there, and I was like, smaller than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And damn, these girls are athletic. I thought somebody was about to slip off because they're swinging from the ceiling.
Well, you know, if you're going to sin, be the best at it.
Yeah. Yo, no, when I tell you, I mean, I don't get impressed easily, especially not, but I mean, you know, you coming around in skimpy clothes, that means nothing, right?
Yeah.
But when she's swinging from the top and then all of a sudden drops down into a split on the floor, I'm like, wait a minute.
But it's weird. That doesn't. How was that a turn?
I wasn't turned on. I was impressed. And there's a difference.
Okay, I was about to say, like, how was that a turn on?
It wasn't.
I see you do something that's very athletic. I'm just wondering, like, why do they do it? Because does that get a guy like, ooh, she could do that on top of me? No.
I don't want that.
That's gonna hurt.
No. Don't you do that? I ain't trying to fight you now.
Yeah.
It's ain't war, baby. Intelligent AJ's right there. Same, Terrell. It just seems like a waste of money. See, when I was in Fayetteville, they had a Magic City. Obviously, it wasn't the same as the one in Atlanta. But we used to go in there because during the week, they had $1 domestic, $2 mixed drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Go in there with $10, get ripped. However, the people I tipped were behind the bar. Why? They could do something for me.
Did you tip 20%?
I tipped according to how much they tipped their hand on that bottle. Sly said I should have held up a score. 10. You know what? Had I known that was going to happen, I probably would have walked in with a piece of paper and done that. I'm that kind of person. Well, you know, there was none of that kind of activity on these episodes, but this three batch of episodes I thought was pretty interesting. And the first one we're starting with is lucky number 13, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's less than 3 weeks to decision day, and kicking it off with Marissa and her friends, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So what was happening here?
Her friends coming over with a bottle of wine, and she's kind of catching them up on what's going on. They apparently haven't met Adam before. So she's catching up on what's going on and really talking.
Wait, one of them at the wedding?
Don't know. Because when Adam comes in, it's almost like she's introducing them like he's never.
One of them says again. So I think he met one of them before.
Okay. Maybe.
Yeah.
But she's telling them about the bad day that, mm-hmm. that they had. And it's funny. She goes, to me, it was a bad day. For him, it was the best day mm-hmm. ever because we did jet skis. We did pickleball. And really just talking about just the pressure that he's putting on her.
Right.
About the pickleball and all those different things. And I like how her friends appreciated that she is staying strong and not conforming.
Right. Because
I think that's probably what her normal MO would have been.
Which is what she told us. But you know, the young self, the 23-year-old her was that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. What's funny is she says she's not going to take pickleball seriously because she's an adult woman. Have you seen the people that play? The only people I know that take pickleball seriously are the people in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. They are serious.
You know who really likes pickleball? Doctors. Because a lot of their patients come from pickleball. A lot of the injuries coming from pickleball.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Mina says one of them was laughing when he was playing the piano. So the girl that was laughing, she was there. That must have been Madison. That was Madison. Yeah, Madison.
Must have been the blonde one. Yeah.
Yeah. Because Tia is the other one. But yeah, it was Madison.
Yeah.
Adam shows up, meets the ladies again.
Mm-hmm.
And Marissa, I'm so tired of hearing this because she says, oh, I'm happy that we broke the ice on the hard conversations. Did they though?
No. They had a bad day. They had a chance to really, and it's really interesting. Normally when you have that first hard conversation or first fight, normally there's a breakthrough moment.
Mm-hmm.
I really think Adam checked out. Once he realized that she's not into pickleball, she's not the athlete that he wants,
mm-hmm.
he's just going through the motions because she told her girlfriends that the vibe has been off, which tells me they're not still sleeping together mm-hmm. right now. Yeah. I think Adam's just kind of going through it. And right. then when Adam sits down with the ladies and they're like, you know, we hear you're a big pickleball pro. And he says, what'd you tell him? She goes, I told him about our bad day. He's like, it was the best day. It's the best day ever. He still does not even see it. But I think he doesn't even care.
And no, that's the part. That's the part.
He doesn't care at all.
Right.
And they asked him, what are three things you like about Marissa? Well, you know, sense of humor and I don't know. couldn't really think of a whole lot. And then they said, what is the biggest thing? He says, well, we don't align on goals because I want someone more active. You just said that right in front of her.
Yeah, he did. But you know, but here's the thing. At least technically, he gave three. Right? They asked for three things. He said sense of humor, supportive, and sweet. And if he was smart, he would have broken that up into two instead of making it one. Because he said supportive and sweet is one, and they took it as one. But
yeah.
He technically said sense of humor, supportive, and she's sweet. He just didn't know how to say it.
True, but I think he's checked out.
He has checked out. But here's the thing. Marissa admits that she wasn't super honest in the beginning of the relationship because she was people-pleasing and trying to make things work.
Yeah.
So resorting to her old habits.
She was. I think that's just her MO, especially if she comes across a really strong personality type like Adam.
Yeah. You know, did you catch when she tried to lie to them and say, oh, they haven't had sex? And they're like, girl, come on, stop it. We know you. We know you, girl. Come on.
We know you're vibing.
Next up was your favorite couple, Courtney and Nick. The whole goofy, bubbly conversation, irritating. Because to me, Courtney's acting like she doesn't know what Nick is talking about.
Yeah.
Right? Because he's literally saying, you're playful with everybody.
Yeah.
But me. And she's like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Here's my Courtney impression. I want you to be yourself and I want you to be honest and tell me how you feel. It's okay. I'm your wife. I want you to tell me. Okay. Well, I don't like this, this, and this. Well, what the hell's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Who are you to say this? I've been doing this. You're not doing any of this. And she just gets angry.
Yeah.
It was the most insane conversation that I've seen because Nick says that you're more energetic and bubbly around everyone else. Mm-hmm. And we've seen that when she's around him, it looks like she's just toughing it out. And I think it's like you ever been in a situation where you're stuck with somebody mm-hmm. and you can't leave, right? Let's say you're spending the night at their house and you're snowed in and you can't leave. So you just got to sit there.
This sounds like from experience, sir.
Or the pandemic where you're like, ugh. I'm stuck. She's in my COVID bubble. I gotta
I was good during the pandemic. I had my wife. I was good. I will say, okay, think about this. At her birthday party, she is laughing every time, smiling, taking pictures, acting all goofy, doing all the stuff. And the minute she has to talk to him, she changes. Mm-hmm. And that's what he was talking about. Like Nikki B says, everyone else, especially Adam. Very true. You know, Courtney asks what he needs from her. And Nick says to be more jokey instead of talking about how he can't fix an expression machine for a week. And I got what he
was saying.
Glad
he said it. I'm glad he said that to her face. That you taught, it says demoralizing for you to keep saying how I can't fix an espresso machine. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's nuts. And the fact that she's acting as if she can't understand what he's talking about just tells you how bad she's just gaslighting him, right? Assumpt to be says, Courtney is evil personified. How you ask someone to put it on you and then turn around and curse them like shit. She deserves no one.
That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you feel. I want you to be yourself. And then as soon as he starts to open up and tell you.
Yeah. And this is where I have the issue, because why does she feel the need to constantly curse at him? Yo, it irritates me because she's not. I have no problem with someone cursing, right? I have a problem when you're cursing at me. There's a difference. Yeah. And she's cursing at him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it gets worse, but yeah.
It gets worse, but I put that on Nick. Because for me, you cuss at me one time.
Hmm.
I'm going to shut that bad boy down. You do it again, we're done.
Let's be real. She's not even cute enough to talk to him like that.
Doesn't matter what she looks like. No one deserves to be talked to you like that.
True, but some people will put up with it.
Yeah. Yeah, no one deserves to be talked to you.
He has no reason to put up with it.
Yeah, he has no reason to put up with it. But the thing is, what do you think Adam would have done? If Courtney was matched with Adam and she wanted to yell at him like that, what do you think Adam would have done?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, Nick, you can't allow someone to talk to you like that, because as soon as you do, they're going to keep doing it. And so there's just no way I would be okay with that. You got one time to be upset and cuss and be like, hey, we need to make a deal right now. We're going to have conversations. Watch how you talk to me.
Nick needs the talking to that we tell women sometimes. Like, when we say to a woman, a man will only treat you the way you allow him to treat you. Nick.
Mm-hmm.
She will only treat you the way you allow her to treat you.
Right.
And you allowed her to treat you that way. Plain and simple. Mimi says, Courtney keeps saying she's been doing all these things to make their relationship better. But can anybody recall it?
Anyone? No. Well, here's what happens to people like that. I've dated this type of person. They are narcissistic. And everything they do is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the world around them, it sucks. It's all their fault. They don't own anything. They don't take accountability. And they have a good group of friends. They got family that support that. This is why Courtney's his way. Her sister, remember when she got with her sister and I'm with Flo Byrne, and her sister was like, no, seriously. Her sister knows she's full of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
But she's not going to say anything because it's Courtney. She's precious. We don't want to say anything. No one upset her, because then she'll throw a tantrum probably.
Right.
And so I think people like that, because they've been allowed to be this way, that's who they are. Look at her Instagram right now. Just look at the things she's putting out there.
I purposely
found it, because I just wanted to see. I like going to the comment section and looking at how everybody's roasting her.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, it's the other way around.
Mario says, if the roles were reversed, absolutely correct. By the way, I just want to point this out, because I saw this pop up. Assumpt to be says, oh my God, I have a date in 30 minutes, but let me try and watch y'all. It's Friday night, people. Why not Sunday? We do Sunday, too.
Is this the first day? We've been talking a lot about this. Is it a first day? Just curious.
I get it. We started a little later today than normal. So, yeah, that's on us. But, hey, good luck on the date. You know, hopefully it's a good one. Story time?
Yeah. You give us a story time about how the date went. We want to know.
We'll be waiting. hey, do us a favor, please. Appreciate everybody that's hanging out with us right now. Please hit that like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe. Hit the bell for notifications.
Shouts.
Caitlin and Devin, I will be honest. I didn't take a lot of notes on this, because I got caught up in the fact with Devin saying he doesn't thrive in arguing. He's looking for a redirect, and I didn't hear any of that really happening, especially with Caitlin.
Yeah, I mean, I shut down as soon as she was talking about, you know, when he says, what are the three things you can talk, you know, about, whatever.
Mm.
Taylor Swift, Harry Potter, World War II.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest trio. Taylor Swift, Harry Potter, World War II. But what's interesting about their conversation is, you know, Devin said that he wasn't trying to put her on blast at the dinner and say what she was, you know, what she wasn't doing. He was just frustrated. And she felt like, you know, if you would have talked to me, we could have had this solved in a 15-minute conversation instead of surprising me with it there. So Devin says, hey, fair. Right. I should be able to come to you. Just the challenge is I don't see you, which made my spidey senses go off. I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all live together.
Right.
How do you not see each other?
Okay.
And it's like, okay.
It, right?
We know Courtney likes her. I mean, like Caitlin likes her alone time.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that there's a lot of that. And she, you know, Devin said, you know what I really liked last night was when you and me just sitting on the couch, hanging out for about an hour and a half, just talking, watched if that felt great. Mm-hmm. And he goes, I love we can do more of that. She counters. What about? I'm on this side of the couch and I put my legs on you.
Oh, my God.
And then at 8:30, I go to bed.
Yeah.
We good? And she's like, you know, do you like to cuddle? No. Tell me you don't like me without telling me you don't like me. I mean, she does not like that man.
Or tell me you're going to send in the lefty when you're going to bed. I mean, if you want to sit on the opposite side of the couch and you want to just have 5 minutes together and that's it, then send in the lefty when just send one from the bullpen. We got you. It's fine.
Yeah.
Amanda says, as quiet as is kept, Caitlin really wants a bad boy. You agree?
Amanda, 100% right. She's used to dudes who treat her like shit because she can understand that world.
Right.
And if nothing is her fault.
Right.
It's always that other person. Right. Mm-hmm. She's used to that. And I think that's what she wants. Devin's not that guy. So I think, Devin, you need to move on and let her go find a turd that's going to treat her like crap. I don't like to see a woman get treated like crap, but it's more frustrating to see someone that tries to treat a woman really well, yet she prefers to be treated like crap. So,
yeah.
Caitlin, you know, get what you get.
You get what you get. By the way, just I had to point this out here real quick because talking about Friday night, Coach Run says, I'm married with kids. Friday night is perfect for me. Meanwhile, Monique says, dating a 65-year-old, he's almost ready for bed. Now, I saw it and I laughed. And she must have realized I saw her comment and laugh, right? Because then Monique says, Yanni, what's so funny? I'm 50. I'm almost ready for bed, too.
So what's the problem? What's the problem? And there's nothing wrong. You got you a little 65-year-old man. I bet he dances like this with his thumbs up. With his Stacey Adams on. Like, yeah, girl.
That would be you. That would definitely be you, sir. That would definitely be you. I can see it already. Oh, you nuts for that. But look, she didn't say no.
Yeah.
Beljolian Mecca. This was a really interesting conversation because Bel tells us about her childhood. And wow.
I've heard a lot of growing up poor stories.
Mm-hmm.
And Bel, Jesus, you know, she's out there trying to get mixed snow and milk, you know, cups, whatever you would call that. I don't know what that is. Grabbing, you know, fresh snow from, which is outside. It's gross. It's coming out from the air. But that was like a meal.
Well, at least it wasn't coming off the roof. No one's scooping it off the roof.
We don't know. We don't know when you're hungry. And apparently, when she was growing up, they was hungry.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, she said that she was beyond poor. And toothpaste sometimes was the meal. Like, she went through a whole lot. So,
Toya says, tired of hearing the sob stories. And Mimi says, some things shouldn't be shared. And I'm assuming she's talking about Mecca and what he shared.
Yes. Yeah. Because that's the same thing I said to myself. I'm like, okay. So we all know that, this is what's sad. I think regardless of how we all feel about Mecca, I think our hearts go out to him because we can just see this is a man that's hurting.
Yeah.
That he's not had his mom around and his dad doesn't seem like he's done him any favors.
Mm-hmm.
But it's impacted his life so much that he's envious of his siblings because they got to be with the mom because she didn't want to be with him.
Right.
Anytime he would get, you know, threatened or whatever, he'd pee on himself. He would sleep. He'd, you know, pee in the bed till the age of 13. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you telling the world that? Mm. Like, that's an off-camera conversation. Like, you don't need to share that with the world. But, hey, maybe it's cathartic for him.
Maybe. Because he's definitely shared a lot. And you can see there's a lot of issues that have been there. By the way, Jen says, Belle doesn't look like what she's been through. Good on her. Do you agree?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't know it.
Right.
You know, but I think this is it's a great success story to see where she's come from. And I think it helps, you know, it helps Mecca understand why birthdays and all that. She said, even though we didn't have anything, we always made a big deal out of each other's birthdays.
Right.
Which, even if you had nothing.
Okay. And kudos to Mecca for actually listening, because even like Gina said, I'm pulling for BJ and Mecca. I hate saying that, by the way. And you just tricked me into saying that, by the way, Gina. So damn you.
We're all pulling for BJ. Who would?
How soon can we get off this?
Let's wrap this up.
And we'll see you tomorrow. Yeah. See, I'm pulling for Belle and Mecca, but I still think he needs help dealing with his parents' issues. He definitely needs some therapy. He needs some therapy. But yeah. I will say this. At least he listened. He heard what she said.
Right.
Or at least the producers did and said, hey, let me tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. Because Belle's birthday, he was ready.
He was. He got her, you know, flowers, those candles throughout the house, rose petals on the floor. He got her, you know, a nice cake, a purse, some perfume. The only thing that he got her that made that just, you know, was made me think differently was the hot Cheetos. I can't be around people that eat hot Cheetos. Just can't. If that's your thing, do you? But there's no way.
Never ever met. Remember the hot Cheetos?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what was that girl she wanted? Hot Cheetos and pickles. Like, yeah.
I've never met anybody that eats hot Cheetos that breath doesn't stink. That's my experience.
I put it to you like this, and somebody's going to be mad that I say it. But I guarantee you, when I was watching Love Island, I knew Trinity ate hot Cheetos. And I wasn't surprised when Belle said it either. So there we go. But I will say, like D. Michelle says, Mecca, he done good. Right?
Yeah. Well, he did. Did you hear how many times that Belle said it? Mecca. 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 Stop. It's flowers. It's hot Cheetos. He didn't make the hot Cheetos. It's hot Cheetos. Dial that shit down a little bit. Mecca!
Look, but it's the little things that count, man. Thank you, Trey. Mecca did awesome for the birthday gifts. I see people up there saying production. And I know I said it too, but let's give him some credit. The rollout was amazing. The rollout, I mean, even though he set off the smoke detector, the rollout was amazing. Even when he's like, where did that come from? Oh, well, what about this over here? Where did this come from? The playfulness, it's the playfulness, I think, is cool. So he did good. He did good.
I will give him that.
Gina says, you're being too hard on Mecca, Terrell.
No, I'm not being too hard on Mecca. His mom and dad were hard on him. I didn't do that.
By the way, Amanda says, I don't know about this one, but y'all remember hot Cheetos with salami and cream cheese? Diabolical now, but was a hit when I was a kid.
Never had that. I've never had hot Cheetos.
Well, I have. But, yeah, not with salami and cream cheese.
I was a Doritos guy. Yeah, I don't know about all.
Doritos is worse breath than hot Cheetos. Let's be real.
Yeah. I have done, like, crackers and hoghead cheese.
And what?
That's... Hoghead cheese. Okay. Look it up. It's surprisingly, it's some good shit. Surprisingly, it's good shit.
By the way, something B says, Terrell, don't come for Bell. We're Team Bell. Mecca just enjoyed the praise the producer gave him.
I'm Team Bell too, but I mean, I think what for those that have been following us for a while, one thing you can say is Yanni and I are fair. Mm-hmm. We go after everybody. We talk stuff about everybody. So it doesn't matter.
And apparently so does the Life crew, because Sinan's fans, yeah, all the producer gifts were on point. And Nikki B says she's revoking your black card. Is that because he hasn't had hot Cheetos? He had Doritos. Now, come on, you know, Doritos, which, okay, the red ones or the blue ones? The Cool Ranch or the other ones? Or the cheesy, whatever the hell those Doritos were?
Yeah, I prefer the cheese. Cool Ranch would be number two.
Yeah, I don't know what bad experience I had, but I don't like them. Somebody had them and I didn't like them. Chocolate Sooner says, I've never had them either, but folks who eat corn nuts smell like feet.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Meanwhile, Joy P is like, hoghead cheese? You? See, they think of me as this extremely bougie guy, right?
No, man, y'all don't understand. Government cheese made the best grilled cheese sandwiches when I was growing up. Now, luckily, I didn't have toothpaste, but we did have like those canned goods that just had a cow on it. Well, we were not at that. But yeah, I've tried some things. I've lived a little bit.
Monique says, I guess you eat potted meat and Vienna sausages also. What's wrong with Vienna sausages?
I did eat Vienna sausages. And spam. Used to fry some of that spam or that. Remember the bologna with the little red thing around it? Mm-hmm. Oh, the little slice of cheese on that bad boy.
What'd you call it? Bologna?
Bologna?
It's bologna.
Okay.
Okay. Look, I grew up on with powdered milk too. So I used to love the powdered milk with sugar and just mix it up and just eat it. Yeah.
No, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Just the powder, no water.
Yeah. Mm-mm. You don't need the water. So, I mean, you could do that too, but yeah. I used to love the powdered milk, like Neato.
Yeah. So you have some ghetto pixie sticks. That's what
hey, it was good, man.
Here's some ghetto ass pixie sticks and powdered milk and some sugar. Mix it up.
It was good. Trust me. That was a hit, man. That was a hit.
You didn't have fun dip. You just had okay dip.
Have you put your hand up on my hip. When I dip, you dip, we dip. Monique says, Terrell, do you eat chitlins?
Yes. Depends on who cooks them.
Seriously?
Yeah, I like chitlins. Chitlins are good. Just depends on who cooks them.
Nikki B says, fried bologna with egg sandwich. That's always good. Yeah, I see a lot of fried bologna in here to the point that Nikki's, as she's reading through these the Life crew, she goes, damn, we country as you know, so here's the thing. The thing that I notice is, and me growing up in the Caribbean, and it's amazing the similar experiences we've all grown up with, right? Mm-hmm. Now, I know you haven't had the powder milk. You missed out on that delicacy, but it's okay.
No. We have pixie sticks. We were poor, but we weren't that poor.
We weren't poor either.
But you have money and still did that shit? That was a choice. I remember doing like syrup.
It was a choice. Syrup, damn right.
Put some syrup on the plate, get a slice of bread, dip your bread in the syrup and eat that. That was a good snack. You used to do that. Or I would do toast a piece of bread, put butter, cinnamon powder, and sugar. Mm. That was a good snack.
That's that bullshit. Now, and people think I'm weird because when I did my cereal, it was always just straight evaporated milk. What?
Hey, okay, you made it.
Believe it.
You made it.
I'll do it now. Oh my God. Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us, man. Quick shout out to everybody rocking with us, whether you're here now as part of the Live crew or watching this later as part of the Replay gang. Please do us a favor, hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe, hit the bell for notifications.
And if you really want to support the channel, join the regulars by becoming a member. Use the shortcut and scan the QR code on the screen. It's less than $3 a month. You'll get custom emojis, early access to random thoughts and RGRT pod reaction videos, and more, including members only live streams for story time. Terror.
And to the replay gang, make sure you hit that hype button for us, please. Trust me, it really does help. And to all of our podcast fam, listen on your favorite app. Thank you, too. Leave us a 5-star rating and a quick review. And if you'd like to support in style, check out the merch store. You can scan the QR code. It's over Terrell's left shoulder. And thank you in advance for your support. Let us know you made it this far. I had another word I was going to go with. Actually, I was going with two words. We were going to do it in honor of Belle. However, since the Life Crew turned the conversation to what's it been labeled now by Joy? Bougie and poor. we're going to go with, let's go with what started this all off. Hot Cheetos.
Hot Cheetos.
Leave that in the comment section for us. Let us know. made it. Meanwhile, Coach Runner's like, OMG, I know nothing about the struggle. My parents had a 5-bedroom home with a pool in the backyard. That's
okay. Okay, Theo Huxtable. We get it.
Don't feel bad about it. I know you don't. I know you don't, Coach, but don't feel bad about it. Don't let anybody shame you.
Yeah.
Yeah. For real.
You had a good idea. Don't worry about it. You had a good life.
Look, my granddaddy's name is on a government building, so we good.
Yeah.
That's all. Yeah. And we still had the powdered milk. It's all good.
Yeah, he had front row seats to the wretched.
Chocolate suitors. Yo, I like this emoji. Hot shit. Hey, Amanda says, hey, let me explain something real quick. She says, Coach, I see your 5-bedroom and tell you I grew up in a 6-bedroom house and still ate my snacks. Please.
Well, the world don't move to the beat of just one drum.
Oh, my
strokes. Different strokes.
Yo, y'all are nuts on this Friday. I swear y'all already started drinking. I know Terrell has. I know Terrell has. The minute I said, hey, I might be a little bit late, he said, let me pour me a drink.
Whoop.
Next up, Tori is cat sitting a nightmare. I mean, that cat. Jesus Christ.
Could you imagine that cat sneak up on your bed while you're sleeping? Ugh. Scare the hell out of me.
I'm just thankful my wife didn't have a cat that looked like that. Because, Jesus. Oh, what the hell? Because everybody that has one of those hairless cats is always like, oh my God, they're just so pretty. This, no, I got eyes. I got eyes. All right, but anyway, she's with her sister talking about her other nightmare, an actual nightmare, right?
Yeah. Let's just talk about Felipe and just how he really needs to step up. You know, she feels like he's not really helpful around the house.
Mm-hmm.
I like how she says that I'm not looking for a builder boy.
She sure did.
I said not looking for a builder boy, but you know, she has some valid points here because she's saying that she's not sure what Felipe has done. So remember when first met Felipe and I said, I can't wait till they do the look at their place. Cause I bet Felipe is dirty and gross. Well, they get there, and obviously his mom decorated and sister helped, and they probably clean it for him regularly. His dad got him his first job, and then he works for his parents at the restaurant. He is taken care of. And so she has some concerns around that. He's not really doing anything, you know, so he works restaurant hours. So he's sleeps till 10 or 11. She's probably up at 6.
Mm-hmm.
And her days go. There's just some things that don't align, but I can see her concern of what does Felipe really bring in here to the table.
She did talk about orange flags, and Sly says, Tori seems cool, but orange flags, they're all red flags. She deserves a heel man too. You agree?
Well, she does. Cause I think Felipe just acts like I think the concern we have is he going to be a mama's boy? And I don't think that he is. He just doesn't seem like a grown up man.
Right. No, very true. Very, very true. By the way, speaking about the cat, Nikki B says, wax your cat if you want. This one, hashtag message. That night, Felipe's there, the cat's still there, and according to Sinan's fan, the cat was putting a hex on Felipe. That cat was tearing Felipe's leg up. He didn't flinch one time. The cat was scratching at his leg, then tried to bite him. I'm like, damn. Kudos to Felipe, because he did not flinch one time.
So I don't like cats. My cat.
Which, by the way, Tyler says, y'all are so mean. The Sphinx was cute.
Okay. It's great. I mean, teach their own. Everybody doesn't like it. I don't like cats, no matter what type of cat it is. I don't like cats whatsoever. I like dogs. But if that dog were to scratch and bite me like that, you got... I'm gonna give you two more times.
Speaking of dogs, because Tori is talking to Felipe and says she doesn't know she can trust him with her dog and she needs help. Like, it was sad to hear her say things haven't gotten better for her. They've gotten worse.
Yeah, right? It's harder. My life is harder.
Jeez.
Living with you.
Wow.
Compared to living alone. I mean, that has to sting, you know, quite a bit. And so Felipe says, hey, if you need, you know, I'll get up every morning. I'll walk the dog and I'll just go back to sleep. My question is, why were you not doing that in the first place?
Right.
When you live with somebody. And then she's like, I'll help out around the house. She goes, even the messy stuff. And I was like, ah, there it is. Mm-hmm. Felipe is gross and dirty and lazy. And she's been covering for him. So I just don't buy any of the stuff that Felipe is saying that he's going to do because it's low hanging fruit stuff. She didn't say, build me a deck. You know, on your day off from work, it's just, hey, get up early, walk the dog for me, let the dog out. You can go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Put the trash out. Keep so clean when I come home. That's minor. It's low hanging fruit.
Minus. Yeah. Cause he's just like, I'm back in my routine. This is what I do. Except I got somebody here the whole time. Damn. Why? But that's basically what he's doing right now. Right. Hey, right. Shout out to, Nonchalant. Thank you very much for the 200 jewels. You know, they're talking about the upcoming group session and Tori says she's nervous, but apparently Felipe thinks they're good.
Yeah. Oh, everything is great. And she's like, yeah, not on my end. It's not. And she said, I don't think we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. And he has that, looks like an aha moment. Wow. You're right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Come on, man. he just doesn't seem mature enough for this process. Mm.
By the way, Nikki B said, Tori ran down a Kendrick Lamar list of everything she hates about Felipe. Meanwhile, Tyler says, animals in general read energy. That little bald-headed ass cat knows he ain't itch. Tyler, why you gotta describe the cat like that?
The man ain't shit.
And Kelly, meanwhile, says that she's so impressed with Tori. We called this out about Tori before and the fact that she's very stoic, but, you know, she's the kind of person that, okay, she's going to sit there, but paying attention, taking it all in, even if she's not saying anything, right? And now she's finally saying it. I guess it's hit that boiling point, right?
Yeah, she has. I mean, she is more than just a pretty face. She's smart, but she can also read the room. She gets it. Hmm. And the way she handles herself when Felipe says these dumb things with the cameras on, I applaud her.
Yeah.
Because you'd have thought she'd turned into Courtney, you know, with some of the stuff that he said. And she hasn't.
Yeah. Could you imagine if it was Courtney that Felipe was with? Gina says, I really like Tori. She tells it like it is.
She does.
And she thinks about it before she says it. That's the other part, yeah. I think. Because I noticed that when she's just sitting there quiet, she's like, okay. And she's thinking about it, that she'll come back. And I've seen this a lot. Nikki B, I like Tori a lot. So, yeah. Shout out to Tori so far. Coach Run, the cat looks like Dr. Evil's cat. Facts.
Yeah.
Speaking of evil, Nikki and Sean, they're here talking about finances. And wait a minute. Are these two aligned?
Actually, they are. Yeah. You know, they're both aligned on finances. I like how Nikki says that she doesn't want a relationship where we're kind of splitting bills. Mm-hmm. That feels like a roommate situation. Like, hey, mortgage is this. I need your $2,500. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. I respect that. You know, I think they both see the world same. They want to have retirement. They want to build a future.
Right.
With
investment,
you know,
properties.
Investment properties, all these different things, which I think is great. The only thing I didn't like is what Sean said is, I want a wife to have access to everything. And money is just an expression of hard work and commitment. I was like, Sean, get you a prenup. I just say, if you're making $250,000, $300,000, y'all need prenups. Just to be on the safe side.
Let's be fair. Sean is saying, because prenups are already done. Prenups are, but if they actually get married, I think they were said before that they make them have prenups anyway, right? So that's already there. Sean is saying what he has to say to get what he wants. He doesn't want to be solo. He wants to play doubles. Okay? He doesn't want a singles tennis match. He wants a doubles match.
I don't want to give the wrong impression. I want love and affection.
He's saying what he needs. By the way, Marie says one account for bills and individual accounts are necessary, in my opinion. You agree?
Yeah. I mean, I think it works however you both decide you want it to work.
Yeah. And that's the other
thing. My whole thing is
there's no cookie cutter way. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no cookie cutter way to do it. Just whatever works for you and your partner, as long as y'all both agree on how it works, great. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. By the way, Monique says she makes more money than him. He doesn't want a prenup. That could be too. Meanwhile, I've seen this coming up quite a bit. Nikki B says they're acting their ass off.
Oh, I don't buy it at all. I don't buy anything about this couple at all. I think it's fake. I think Nikki's being fake, just trying to get through it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your girl Cheryl says Nikki's taking one for the team.
Is she though?
You know what it is? She's like, I got to stand up for the sisters. Let's go. Yeah. Bell's over here making us look bad. I got at least. Oh, okay, let me. She's fawning over this guy. Jeez, let me at least act like I gave the mean girl look. I gave the ABG. Let me go the other route now. So
yeah.
We get to the group session. When it gets to the arrivals, it's interesting watching these folks arrive, right? Because when Caitlin and Devin came in, we found out that he had listened to Taylor Swift 4 times, the new album 4 times. And on the way over, they stopped down between every song so Caitlin could give him the history behind each song. Sounds terrible.
Devin, kudos,
no.
Devin.
No.
No. Here's what I say, kudos. In my young days, I did a lot of things and put up with a lot just to get some ROI, if you know what I mean. I did a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Never would I have done what Devin has done to listen to a Taylor Swift album 4 times and have her explain to me the history of each of those songs. No, but I wouldn't even do that to hook up with Halle Berry, and I would do anything for Halle Berry.
You know what?
I wouldn't even do that.
He's just happy that she's actually talking to him. That's what it is.
Let her talk about what she's interested in, like pull a little string on like a little doll and just let her just start running her mouth.
Oh, okay.
But she's like a teenage girl. Like, that's just annoying to her. Like, this is her Super Bowl. Taylor Swift album is your Super Bowl. Grow up.
And like Mimi says, when is she going to do something for him?
Well, we'll see that episode 14. Actually, no, it was this episode where she watched a little rugby.
Mm-hmm.
With him to try to understand. So she did. She tried to learn his world.
What else? Did you say anything about as all these couples? Because they had him coming in like it was a red carpet.
Yeah, I mean, Adam shows up like he's... Look, this I know Adam's checked out. Look at how he's dressed.
Mm-hmm.
Like a kid.
Well, it says a lot. It says a lot about him, man. Now, Paul tells the couples to be prepared to decide if they're all in or not. I wonder if they really believed him when he said that. And they thought it was going to be lighthearted. Key, 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 key.
Yeah.
He says, okay, let's start over here where we know there's trouble. Courtney and Nick. And he says, let's start with them. And Courtney goes, bet. Let me tell you why Nick sucks.
Yeah, she did. Oh, she is so awful. She starts it out by trying to say, well, I was having a conversation with Nick that I thought was going to go really well. And it really didn't. I feel like he's not being himself and all this up. And Nick just sits there and just takes it, which that's the part that bothers me about Nick.
Mm-hmm.
I wish he would, you know, stick his chest out a bit more and speak up for himself. Paul asks Nick if he feels he's put more effort into the marriage than Courtney. And he gives a very good political answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think that'd be fair to say that because I can see the stuff that she's been doing. I just feel like some of the stuff I've been doing is just not getting recognized. It was a really nice political
answer. You call it political answer. I call it he was waffling. Like, come on, man. Say it.
Now, this is the part where they started to piss me off. And this is where I wish I'd have saw the expert say a little bit more. Paul asks if they have a strong romantic connection. Courtney says, I don't know. I don't know. Courtney, you lying.
She is lying.
You lying. There's no way. And luckily, who was the only one that was honest? Nick says, I can see why we're compatible as friends, but I've not felt anything romantic. Thank you, Nick, for being honest. But for Courtney to go, I don't know, it's just straight bullshit.
It is. And, you know, here's the thing that irked me. And this is what really ticked me off. Because right after this, Dr. Lisa, I'm going to go with what y'all said and go that route.
Thank you.
Says that she and Paul are going to start calling out. She doesn't call it BS, but that's basically saying they're going to call out the bullshit, right? Is what basically what she said. And then when Nick says he's not sure what they need to work on, Courtney's like, well, if you would know if you just listen to me. And then she hits him with a straight up, fuck you. And what the fuck?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Lisa, Paul, are y'all going to say something? Because how do you allow this woman to talk to this man like this? I thought you're going to call out the bullshit.
White privilege. I'm sorry. I think what happened...
I can't believe you. You of all people.
Yeah. I think what happened here is, this is what I hope happened, is that they did actually call them out. It just got edited out. Mm-hmm. They didn't show that because the way the producers are making it, it makes Courtney look bad. Right. All these different outbursts, all these different things, it's just been a pattern of her looking bad. And I think that's maybe what happened. I just can't imagine, from what I've seen from these experts, this season compared to the previous experts, I can't imagine they would just sit there and just be okay with that and not say anything. As much as they've called out other people, I can't imagine them not doing it to Courtney. I just think they didn't show it because it just goes with her her storyline.
Here's the thing. The way they've showed everybody else, why would they not show them? Because they know people are seeing this. They know we're seeing this. There's no way to... because. Even Wyland says, this was insane to watch. I genuinely don't understand how nobody called on her language. Tyler says, I cuss a lot. And I was clutching my imaginary pearls. You see, here's the thing. It's not that she was cursing.
Yeah.
She was cursing at him. There's a difference. She didn't.
Yes.
Anytime she says fuck, it's always so aggressive. But this time she literally said, you know what? Fuck you. At what point do you man up? Grab what little bit of dignity you have left and get your ass up off that couch and say, you know what? I'm out. Deuces. Because I'm not dealing with this. Y'all finish this up for me. I'm good. At what point?
Yeah. If he'd have done that, great. But here's the thing. Reverse it. Imagine if he was talking to her disrespectfully this whole time. Like, look at him. Look at how bad... I hate that I'm doing this. Look at how bad Paige got it in season 12. I'm not going to say from who. Look how bad she got it in season 12. And the world still cares about her. And is still compassionate about her. Nick's been taking it this whole time. Imagine if it reversed around and he treated her like that. Nick would be the most evil. He might take the record for being the worst person in Married at First Sight history.
Oh, did you just start that again?
A close number two. If he would treat Courtney the way that she's been treating him.
Let's ask the live crew then, because the live crew does not, if you just look at the comments, you see they do not like Courtney at all, right? So does Courtney take the place of Chris from season 12? Y'all probably gonna put him even, aren't you? I know what you're gonna do.
No, I think they're gonna say no because Courtney didn't sleep with Nick and then talk shit.
Well, yeah.
There's that. Yeah. See, she'd have gave him some and then just kept talking trash.
No.
That'd be different.
Hell nah. No. Hell nah. I know. Chris, we tried. My bad. Yeah. Mimi says the female place, maybe, but.
Well, is she better? Okay, let's play that game. Alyssa. Remember, I'm a good person. Or Courtney.
Oh, she's definitely worse than Alyssa. Because Alyssa was bad. But Alyssa did not do what Courtney has done this season. And here's the difference. If this was the old version of the show with the old experts, I expect that they let this shit go on. But the way that Paul and Dr. Lisa have been calling people out, I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
Paul, come on, man. You can't let that man. I know he's supposed to do it on his own. I get it. I get it. But we got to help the people who can't help themselves.
Right. And because if it was the other way around, Paul and Lisa would have stood up for Courtney in front of Nick. They let that man drown because they know they've watched some other reality shows. They knew what he was about.
Yeah.
He's going to take it.
Gina says there's no comparison between Courtney and Chris. Tyler says, but she's this close. J-Ro says, no, Chris and Courtney are equally bad. And Paris says, nah, Chris is still worse. Horrible to Paige. Poor girl.
Yeah.
Paige is fine. Paige is on to a whole new life. She is living her best life right now. Smiling, happy, cheesing. She's good. She's good. Critical thinker. Chris is the champ. Damn. Oh my God. By the way, shout out to High Vibe. Back as a member again. Thank you, High Vibe.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Back.
And by the way, K Willie says, hey, Chris is untoppable. Not unstoppable, untoppable.
Damn. I'm sure in our lifetime we're gonna see someone else that's worse than Chris. We got to. I can't believe he's gonna be the epitome. I'm sorry, the epitome of a little callback to Sincere and Love Island. I can't believe that he is the worst ever that we will see.
Well, here's why though, because High Vibe, new regular, but old / new regular. Chris is the king of gaslighters. Gina says, we don't care. We still hate Chris.
Damn.
Look, I'm going to say this, man, because I always give Chris a pass on this because I give him a pass in the sense that he did the interview with us when he wasn't doing it with anybody else, right?
Right.
And he didn't come in and go, hey, don't ask me about this. Don't ask me about this. He did none of that. Yeah. He was like, let's talk. And that's why we asked him everything we asked him. Right. And I give him that at least.
I give that to him as well. Cause I mean, I hadn't even watched the show until season 13. So having to meet Chris, and I still never watched season 12, but just hearing what everyone's been saying and having actually meeting the person, sitting with him for an hour or some change. It's not a bad guy, not a bad guy. And I think there's a lot of positive things that he's done, but it's just people will never forgive all that. But I say all that to say that we are open to talking to people, that no matter how they come across on this show and what the people think, we will interview you. So Courtney, if you want to come on the show and share your side, we would love to talk to you and just try to understand more about you and Nick's dynamic.
I would love if you want to come on the show between you and her.
Yeah. Nick, you want to come on the show? That would be great. Y'all want to come together? That'd even be awesome. We'll be the next Val Files after that.
Sly says, nope, of all the terrorists, Chris rules the roost. And Fierce Fashion said he gaslighted y'all too.
Didn't gaslight me. I didn't know the man. I didn't even watch the show. So I was learning everything. That was my first time hearing it.
And Mimi says, do it live. There's a reason why we don't do them live, by the way. Let me take you behind the curtain real quick. The reason why we don't do the interviews live is because when we take notes, we take notes. We have that there. During an interview, you actually have to listen to what the person's saying. Otherwise, you end up doing the dumb thing that a lot of people who do interviews do, which is ask the question that they literally just answered. And unless there's somebody else reading the comments for us, and we literally do this ourselves. So reading the comments and listening to somebody, I can tune Terrell out. It's fine. I already know what he's going to say.
Why am I catching strays here?
Trying to take some heat.
So we're on the same team. Shit.
But yeah, I mean, otherwise we would do it live. We get somebody to, we get a part-time producer to come in and regulate the comments. We'll do that so we can actually pay attention. We'd do that. But if not, we'd have to pre-record it just for that reason.
Well, I just wouldn't want the interviewer looking at, the comment section.
There's that part too.
Nikki B said, what? You don't know me? And just get all upset because we know some of y'all are going to be very direct. if we did have a Courtney on here, y'all are going to say some really hardcore things in the comment section. It's going to distract them.
That's going to be there anyway, so.
I would love it. I would love every bit of it. I'm like, you get the smoke, Courtney. You get it.
Oh, my God. Hey, man, look, you know, I hope that next episode, they're going to, you know, we've seen it, but this next episode and these next two episodes, we do see Paul really step up in, and we've seen the clips before we even get this. Kind of thought we'd get a little bit of it in 13. We didn't. It's coming up in the next episode. We'll do that tomorrow. And then Sunday we'll do 15. I just wish they had dropped some of that smoke early.
Yeah.
And brought some of it for Courtney and Nick, which they didn't do. And that's my one thing. I wish they'd have done it there and not just saved it for the guys. Courtney deserves some of that too. Plain and simple.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, what we see.
Is it maybe we'll tear her ass up like she's been doing Nick?
Sly says we'll be good. No, you won't. We know better.
No, you won't. We don't want you to be. We did live. No, he wants you. I'm like Courtney. I want you to be your authentic self.
Coach Run says, hey, I'll part-time produce for that. Oh, my God. Okay, before we get out of here, a couple things here. Coach Run said, I paid a few car notes and light bills back in the early 2000s at Magic City. I'm sure you did. I can't afford to just throw my money away. So that's why I wasn't a big fan of the strip clubs. Like I said, the bartenders could do something for me. The strippers couldn't.
Okay, Coach, since you put it out there, were you sleeping with them? Or you just got a chance to watch them get naked and you paid a lot of money, but you didn't like get anything out of it? Because that's my whole thing. Like, I feel like
strip clubs got entertainment out of it.
I feel like strip clubs are great for men that are not attractive enough to get women and for married guys that don't want to cheat. They just want to look at it, but they don't want to actually touch it. But if you're going to like spend that kind of money the coach is talking about, I'm like, well, what did you get out of that? Because that'd be more than just a dance. My first time going to a strip club, it was a group of us sitting in different chairs with this big table. This girl gave this guy a lap dance right next to me. I'm looking. I'm watching a lap dance. She comes up to me and she's like, you want a lap dance? I'm like, no, I just saw you do that over there.
She's like, no, but do you want one?
Yeah, no, I just saw you. You're going to do the exact same move on me.
Don't you want some of this Bath and Body Works over you?
No, I'm good.
Hey, I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Just Terrell, and at the RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit from the internet. We may talk about it on the show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
We've been running this banter since way back in school, where the dorm room debates turn the cool into rules. Talking loud about the world like we're changing the game, but it's just us two, yeah. Two sides of the same. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the world to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Sports got us heated, yeah, the refs missed the calls. Politics, man, we'll argue till the walls fall. Pop culture don't get us started on trends, but the laughter, my dude, that's where it all ends. You say tomato, I say nah, bro, it's time motto. You think we clashing, nah, it's the dance of bravado. No winners, no losers, just stories to share. So pass me that bottle and pull up a chair. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. Pull up a chair for the truth, let it spin. Two regular guys with the word to dive in. We don't need to agree, just let the talk flow. The vibes and the rhythm, the rest we let go. When the combo's done and the bottle runs dry, we'll toast to the clash, to the lows and the highs. Two voices, one friendship, no need to compare. So come as you are and pull up a chair.